नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैतगदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग टुडे सेशन। We have been discussing from the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The chapter is titled as the Universal Form or Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. So, we have been discussing, I'll do a quick recap of what we have seen till now. Krishna ended the previous chapter by telling, Atava bahunaitena kimgyatena tava arjuna vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam ekam shena stito jagat. He says that, oh Arjuna, what is the need to go on describing more and more vibhutis? In essence, you should understand that I maintain this universe by just one small expansion of mind. Eka amshena stito jagat. This whole universe is maintained. So, Arjuna starts this chapter by telling that, my dear Lord, by your mercy, my illusion concerning your powers is gone through hearing the words spoken by you. So, I don't have any doubt regarding regarding your powers. So here, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti says in the 11th chapter, Arjuna, seeing the universal form, praises it in reverence. Okay. So Arjuna, after hearing these words, Vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam. Okay, we'll read the whole sentence. At the end of the last chapter, hearing about one amsha of his dear friend, the Adi Purusha, who is the shelter of all the vibhutis. The Adi Purusha is the original Purushavatara, the first Purushavatara, that is Karnodaka Sai Vishnu or Mahavishnu. Okay. So at the end of the chapter, hearing about one amsha of his dear friend, the Adi Purusha, who is the shelter of all the vibhutis, with the words Vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam ekam shena stito jagat, Arjuna became submerged in the highest bliss and he desired to see that form. So that form refers to the form of Adi Purusha, Mahavishnu. He praises what the Lord has just spoken in three verses. Okay. So, then he says, O lotus-eyed Lord, in detail I have heard about the creation and dissolution of all beings arising from you, as well as your great powers, and about how you remain unaffected by all of this. I have heard about this. What you have spoken about yourself is all true, and I desire to see that powerful form of yours. Okay. So now, he says, whatever you have said about yourself, I am supporting the whole universe by my one of my portions is indeed true. He says, but I desire to see that form displaying your powers. I now want to see with my eyes that expansion form of yours by which you support this world. Okay. Which means, the personality whom he mentioned as Vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam eka amshena stito jagat, that form. Let's go to that particular verse and see what Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti talks about that form, where he says Vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam eka amshena stito jagat. Let us just go to that particular verse. Let's see what Krishna says, or Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti says about that verse. Okay. So, या अथवा बहुनैतेन किंगातेन तवार्जुन विष्टव्याहमिदं कृत्स्नं एक अंशेन स्थितो जगत् राइट सो ही सेज वाट इज द यूज ऑफ नोइंग ऑल दीज इंडिविजुअल विभूति सो अर्जुन प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड बाय जस्ट वन पोर्शन ऑफ माई सेल्फ आई एम फर्मली एस्टैब्लिश्ड इन दिस यूनिवर्स सो इन दी कमेंट्री श्रील विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर राइट्स नो द रिजल्ट्स दैट कम फ्रॉम दीज मेनी सेपरेट पीसेस ऑफ नॉलेज ही सेज बाय वन पोर्शन अलोन बाय द परमात्मा इन ह्यूमन फॉर्म फिक्सिंग माई सेल्फ इन द वर्ल्ड विच आई हैव क्रिएटेड सपोर्टिंग दिस क्रिएटेड वर्ल्ड बाय बीइंग इट्स बेसिस सुपरिंटेंडिंग द वर्ल्ड बाय बीइंग इट्स रूलर कंट्रोलिंग द वर्ल्ड बाय बीइंग इट्स कंट्रोलर परवेडिंग द वर्ल्ड बाय बीइंग परवेसिव एंड क्रिएटिंग द वर्ल्ड बाय बीइंग इट्स कॉज आई एम सिचुएटेड इन दिस वर्ल्ड ओके सो ओके सो नाउ हियर इन दिस 11th चैप्टर इट इज मेंशनिंग दैट दैट रेफर्स टू द फॉर्म ऑफ महाविष्णु ओके सो देन अर्जुना सेज इफ यू थिंक ओ लॉर्ड दैट आई एम क्वालिफाइड टू सी दैट फॉर्म देन प्लीज शो मी दैट इंडिस्ट्रक्टिबल फॉर्म ओके The Lord says, O Arjuna, see my hundreds and thousands of wonderful forms of various types, of various colors and various shapes. Like that he says. So here, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, first I will show him that form described in the Purusha Supta as Sahasrashirsha Purushah Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. That form with 1,000 heads, 1,000 eyes and 1,000 feet. So what is that form? It is my own expansion, the first Purushavatara, Mahavishnu, who is the Antaryami of Prakriti. So here it is very clear, again and again in many places he mentions that Sahasra Shirsha Purusha form that he shows is the form of Mahavishnu. Then he says, later by having necessary qualifications, I will show him my form of time. Kala Rupa. Okay. So now He says, in my one form, my Swarupa, see hundreds of my Swarupas which are my Vibhutis. And then he says, see the Adityas, the Vasus, Rudras, Ashwinis and the Maruts, see many astonishing forms not seen before. Now in this place, see in one part of my body, this whole universe. He doesn't say, the whole universe is my body, then that would be the Virat Purusha. But he says, see in one part of my body the whole universe. That's what he says. He does not say that see the whole universe as my body. That's how we have read what the Virat Purusha is. Okay. So, see in one part of my body this whole universe with its moving and non-moving entities and see whatever else you desire to see. But since you will not be able to see with your material eyes alone, I give you the eye of the Devatas, Divyam Chakshuhu. Behold my majestic form. On this occasion, this universe which is impossible for you to see. So, to see the whole universe at one shot, then I am sitting inside a room, I can see only that which is within the four walls, not beyond that. If I go on top of a tall mountain, I may be able to see a whole town or a village or maybe even a city, but not more than that. I cannot see the whole universe. But here Arjuna is getting eyes by which he could see the whole universe situated at one place. Not that it's a miniature form of the universe, but it's a full form. But at one place he is seeing. So with ordinary eyes, one cannot see that. Okay. So Arjuna should not think that this is some form caused by some magical trick or material illusion. For the purpose of giving him faith that the form which contains this whole universe, he doesn't say the form of the universe. He does not say the universal form. He says the form which contains the whole universe is Sachidananda. In spiritual. By your material eyes, you cannot see me. Therefore, I give you the divine eyes. But then he says, actually, because Arjuna is a principal associate of the Lord, Arjuna does not have material eyes like ordinary material persons. Then, what is the logic in giving spiritual eyes to Arjuna in order to see a mere expansion of Krishna, when Arjuna, with his own eyes, is able to see the source of all those expansions, which is Krishna himself? He says, but on the other hand, it can be said that the superior eye, which sees only the great sweetness of Krishna's human pastimes, does not at all accept the glories of the Lord's pastimes performed with the devatas, which is the form of Mahavishnu. So the form which relishes, the eyes which relish the form of Krishna, the sweet form of Krishna, cannot relish the display of godless opulence, godless display of opulence, which is the form of Mahavishnu. One who has tasted the juice of the white lotus cannot relish the sugar candy with his tongue. Thus, the Lord, wanting to show the majestic nature of his pastimes with the devatas, in order to cause astonishment in Arjuna, gave him eyes by which he could see the form of Mahavishnu. Then Sanjaya starts describing that form. Having spoken in this way, Krishna showed that majestic form to Arjuna. It had thousand, it had many mouths, eyes, many astonishing aspects, many wonderful ornaments, many wonderful weapons. The form wore astonishing garlands and dress, astonishing perfumes and ointments. It was shining, greatly amazing, infinite, with faces in every direction. If the splendor of a thousand suns rose simultaneously in the sky, that effulgence would be similar to one of the splendors in the effulgence of this great form. On the battlefield, in the body of the Lord, Arjuna saw parts of the whole universe in one place in various ways. Okay? So, then overcome with wonder, and hair standing on end, Arjuna bowing his head before the Lord, he spoke. Arjuna said, your body I see all the devatas as well as the mass of all beings. I see Lord Brahma, Vishnu, who is situated within Brahma, sitting on his lotus, all the rishis and shining snakes. I see you everywhere with infinite form, with many arms, stomachs, mouths, and eyes. O Lord of the universe, origin of all, O form of the universe, I do not see a beginning, middle, or end of your form. I see you with crown, club, chakra, a mass of light shining everywhere, like the blazing of fire and sun. You are known as the supreme Brahman. You are the shelter of everything. You are indestructible, the protector of eternal Dharma. I know that you are the ancient ancient person. Sanatanastam purusho mato me. So he says, Arjuna is addressing the form of the Lord. You are the place of destruction of all things. That actually is the body of Mahavishnu, into whom everything goes and resides at the time of dissolution. Right? So I see that you are without beginning, middle, or end, possessed of infinite strength, a thousand arms with the sun and moon for your eyes, with a mouth of blazing fire burning this universe with your heat. So here it is saying that Arjuna is using these words like anadi, seemingly, you know, he is repeating again and again. There is repetition. But such a repetition is not a fault when someone is in great vismaya, mahavismaya rasa. Prasade vismaye harshe. Dvi tri ruktam na dushyati. Repetition of statements two or three times due to joy, astonishment, or kindness is not a fault. So he says that seeing this astonishing and ferocious form of yours, the three worlds have become terrified, O great soul. So now he is going to, now he has started showing the form of time. He says, this host of devatas take shelter of you. Some in fear praise you with folded hands, shouting, Swasti, Swasti. Okay. And they are praising you with excellent verses. Rudras, Adityas, Vasus, etc. all look at you in astonishment. O mighty armed one, seeing this great form with many mouths, many arms, thighs and feet, the world is filled with terror. And seeing this form, I have become distressed in mind and I do not find any satisfaction or relief, my dear Lord. Seeing your mouths with sharp teeth like the fire of cosmic destruction, I cannot recognize the direction. O Lord of the Devas, O abode of the universe, please be merciful to me. All the sons of Dhritarashtra, along with the host of rulers, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, they all are entering your mouth swiftly, just like, and some are actually sticking between your teeth. Their heads are getting ground between your teeth. All these heroes are flowing into your mouth like swift currents of rivers flow towards the sea. Just as moths with increasing speed enter a blazing fire to meet destruction, these men are entering your mouths to meet their destruction. And you are swallowing all these men with your fiery mouth and licking your lips repeatedly, filling the universe with heat. You are burning it up, my dear Lord. Please tell me, who are you with this terrifying form? I offer all respects to you. O best of the devatas, please be merciful to me. I desire to know you. The first being, I do not understand your purpose. Please tell me who you are. I think this is where he does say, Kalosmi loka kshayakrit pravriddho lokan samahartumiha pravrittaha. Nitepi tvam na bhavishyanti sarve ye vastitaha pratyanikeshu yodaha. He says, Arjuna, I am time, the destroyer of the worlds. Increasing in power, I am here engaged in destroying these men. Even without you, all these warriors will cease to be. Without you, all will be killed. Therefore, Tasma tvam uttishta yasho labhasva. You get up and take that glory of killing all of them. Jitva shatrun bhungshva rajyam samruddham. Kill them and enjoy your kingdom. Mayaivete nihataha purvameva nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. I have already killed all of them, O Arjuna. You just become the instrument and take all the fame. Just kill this Drona, Bhishma, Jayadratha and others who have already been killed by me. Just fight, do not grieve, and be victorious over the enemies. Like that, the Lord says. So this is where we ended our discussion last week. So, before we take up questions, I had asked some questions to His Holiness Bhanuswami Maharaj. I will share those questions and see what he has answered. Okay. that will give us some clarity. Okay. So I had asked some questions, as you all know, at least as some of you may know, Maharaj's answers are, you know, as short as possible. Okay. So I had to go many times back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to get some understanding. So kindly bear with me. Initially, I made the mistake of asking four questions for which he has given one answer. Okay, then I had to ask one question at a time. So, I asked, respected Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj, I have a few questions regarding Vishwarupa and Virat Rupa. Okay. First question. The Vishwarupa described in the Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter is the form of Mahavishnu. It is quite clear both from the explanations of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan. Is this correct understanding, Maharaj? This is the first question. Second question. If this is right, then are there multiple forms of Mahavishnu? As we often hear about the form of Mahavishnu lying down in the Karana ocean, are there multiple forms of Mahavishnu? This is the second question. The third question. So, this Vishwarup form of Mahavishnu is a real and transcendental form, and the Viratrup form mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam is imaginary and material. Is this understanding right? This is the third question. Then the fourth question is, what is the difference between the Vishwarup and the Kala Rupa mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter? Okay. Four questions asked. Maharaj gives one answer. I don't know what to make out of it. You know. Maharaj says, the source of the vibhutis is Mahavishnu. Okay. The source of the vibhutis is Mahavishnu. Okay. But the vision of the Vishwarup is a lower form made of material elements. So looks like the form lying in the Karana ocean in Yoga Nidra, that form is a superior form of Mahavishnu, and this form showing the vibhutis or the Vishwarupa showing the universes within his body, it is a lower form made of material elements, like that Maharaj is saying. Can't you see the slides? Someone is saying they can't see the slide. I am sharing the word file. Are you not able to see? Okay, you can. Okay. Okay, screen is visible. Okay, very good. Thank you. I can zoom it a little bit. Let's see. Okay. That's all Maharaj has answered. Then I went back again. I said, okay. Thanks a lot, Maharaj. But Bhagavad Gita says that it is a transcendental form. Is it because the form holding the universes within the pores of the body is a transcendental form? Maharaj says, Vishnu is transcendental. The Vishwarup is called Divya or celestial. That's what Maharaj says. Then I quoted from directly the purport, the commentary. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says in Sararatha Varshini commentary, Arjuna should not think that this is some form caused by magical trick or material illusion. For the purpose of giving him faith that the form which contains this whole universe is Satchidananda, he speaks this verse. By your material eyes, you cannot see me. This is the purport, right? This is the commentary to by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur to the verse number 11.8, where he clearly says, for the purpose of giving him faith that the form which contains this whole universe is Satchidananda, he speaks this verse. Then I ask the question to Maharaj. Maharaj, this statement is from Sararatha Varshini, verse 11.8. How do we understand the statement that this form containing the whole universe is Satchidananda? Maharaj says, ultimately, Mahavishnu contains the universe and Mahavishnu's form is Satchidananda. Right? Then, next question I ask. Okay. So, this is again directly from Sararthavarshini. So the verse says, commentary says, first I will show him the form described in the Purusha Sukta as Sahasrashirsha Purusha, Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. That form with 1,000 heads, 1,000 eyes, 1,000 feet. Shri Vaishnava Jagadakur says, it is my own expansion, the first Purushavatara Mahavishnu, the Antaryami of Prakriti. So that Purusha Sukta, the form described in the Purusha Sukta, he says, is Mahavishnu. So I asked the question to Maharaj. So the form described in the Purusha Sukta prayer is the form of Mahavishnu only? So is the form mentioned in the Purusha Sukta prayer, is it Mahavishnu? Is it the lower form of Mahavishnu as you had replied in the first response? One word answer. Answer is Mahavishnu. That's all. What is that form? Mahavishnu. Okay. Then I asked, I followed up again. So my understanding is that the form showed to Arjuna is the form of Mahavishnu holding unlimited universes and hence is addressed as the Vishwarupa because there are he is holding many, many Vishwas in his bodily pores, right? So therefore it is called as the Vishwarupa. And the form described in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Virat Rupa, is an imaginary form to aid the meditation of the yogis. Is this understanding correct, Maharaj? Maharaj answer, yes, this is the correct understanding. Then I ask, what exactly is the Kala Rupa that Krishna shows to Arjuna? Maharaj's answer, not described. What exactly it is not described. That's all. Two-word answer. Okay. So, I have some clarity with Maharaj's answers. I won't say that. My understanding has seriously been enhanced. I think Maharaj, if you ask personally, in physically, he's little bit more elaborate in answering, but in answering emails, I mean, it's amazing that whomever writes, you are guaranteed a reply, which is very rare because I know so many people write to me. And nowadays, it's very difficult for me to respond to messages. 50% I respond. Another 50%, maybe during the weekends, I try to catch up and send some answers. It's very difficult. But Maharaj, within maximum a couple of hours, you get the answers, which is very amazing. But the only thing is, you have to be really super intelligent to understand. He gives one word answer. Whether you write a two-page question or a 200-page question, Maharaj will ask, answer in one or two words or three words, one sentence maximum, like that. Anyway, so that is something that I wanted to share. Okay. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share, ask, add, you can please go ahead. Yes, Kesho Priya Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, the last question what you asked is somewhat we are able to understand, like Vishwarupa is transcendental form and Virat Rupa is imaginary form. That's the last question of Prabhuji.
Yeah.
That is quite clear, Prabhuji. That's what you are also from the beginning, you were also trying to explain this only to us, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, but the chapter starts. Arjuna, Krishna says in the previous chapter that with the one fragment of mine, I am all pervading this universe, and that is Paramatma. That's what we were seeing, Prabhuji. 11th chapter, Arjuna wants to see that. Paramatma form. We
Paramatma of
get.
Prakriti. All
Oh,
three
there are two.
Purushavataras are Paramatmas only.
Yeah, Prabhuji, all three Paramatmas only. So Paramatma is a transcendental form with four hands. We have studied like that, no, Prabhuji.
Which one? Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, Karnodak Sai Vishnu, or Shirodak Sai Vishnu?
Oh, each Paramatma has different form, is it, Prabhuji?
Yeah.
Oh, that Paramatma we
But
are speaking is Shirodakshay.
all three, yeah. The Paramatma that is there in everyone's heart, that is Shirodaka Sai Vishnu. He is the Paramatma in individual living entities. Then the Paramatma of individual universes is Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. And the
Yeah,
Paramatma of
that I
whole
understand.
Prakriti, that is Karnodaka Sai Vishnu. The three have different forms. I
Oh.
mean, all three are four-handed, but one is standing, the other two are lying down, and from one personality's navel, a lotus comes. So these are three different forms. Vishnostu Trini Rupani. So there are three forms of Vishnu. One of the forms is Karnodaka Sai Vishnu, which is different from the form within the heart of the living entities.
Okay, so here Mahavishnu, Karandasha Vishnu is explained, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, for your question, you asked Maharaj no, Prabhuji regarding Karandasha Vishnu. There was a reply that it's a lower form. What is that, Prabhuji? I couldn't understand that.
I don't know. Maybe there are two forms of Mahavishnu. The one probably lying in the Karana ocean is a superior form. The one which he was showing to Arjuna, the Sahasra Shirsha Purusha form, apparently is an inferior form of Mahavishnu.
Correct,
But that is
correct.
also transcendental. That is my understanding.
Then why is it Maharaj replied on a, for one, another question, celestial eyes? Can you go that answer, Prabhuji?
Yeah, this one. Vishnu is transcendental. The Vishwarupa is called Divya or celestial. So, probably the form of the universe within the body, that is celestial. You know, when he is seeing the whole universe in one place, that needs celestial vision. Universe itself is material. But to see that whole universe at one place, you need celestial vision. With ordinary human vision, you cannot see.
Correct.
But the form holding that universe is transcendental. That is Vishnu. That is my understanding.
So, yes, actually, even in the summary, you were explaining, Prabhuji, Arjuna is has got a spiritual life. He can see Krishna as such with all his sweet form. So, to show him something lesser with Aishwarya above, he has given a lesser vision, I mean, this celestial vision, no, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
So what you now explained, what just now what you explained, no, Prabhuji, what like this universe, to see universe, to see a whole universe in one place, we need celestial. This both same only, Prabhuji, what you explained this and that.
Celestial is material. Celestial is material. See, again, I will say that I have not either completely understood that part of Maharaj's answer, because in my understanding, Vishwarupa is Mahavishnu only. So Vishwarupa is Mahavishnu only. The maybe the inferior form of Mahavishnu, in whose body all these universes are there.
So
But
to see that form, we need just a celestial eyes, is it, Prabhuji?
celestial, not celestialized. To see that form, you need spiritual eyes, but of a lower nature. That
Again
is
the
my
same.
understanding. That is my understanding.
So it matches with what you are explaining regarding Arjuna, no, Prabhuji, like what Acharya is explaining. The he has got a form of sweetness. I mean, his eyes can see the form of sweetness, but now Arjuna has given some lower vision to see
Yeah,
the.
form
So
of
almost
majesty.
both, yeah. But
Yeah.
earlier in the earlier class, you were explaining that is also spiritual, but now you are explaining it as celestial, Prabhuji.
No, 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 no. Seeing the form of Mahavishnu needs spiritual eyes,
Okay.
not celestial eyes.
No, Praj, Vishwarupa, here the Vishwarupa is called Divya or
So
celestial.
this is what this is Maharaj's answer.
Now
But
you also explain, no, Prabhuji. Like no, just now we explained, no, Prabhuji. The lower version of
so
Mahavishnu is celestial.
my reconciling with what Maharaj might mean
Okay.
is probably what he means as divine or celestial is to see the universe within the pores of Mahavishnu at one place. You may need some celestial eyes, but actually to see the form of Mahavishnu itself, you will need spiritual eyes also.
Visualize.
That is my understanding.
Okay, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, and in the while describing the form, we are describing it has got clubs, swords, like crowns, and all. We are describing now, Prabhuji, this form. What does it mean, Prabhuji? Like earlier, my understanding was like all the soldiers. My understanding, Prabhuji. Like all those things were where Arjuna is saying at one place, so it was full of all those things. But it is a transcendental form of Lord. So all these clubs, all this crown is Vishnu's clubs and all those things, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
So what does that mean, Prabhuji? Why is that? I couldn't understand that part, Prabhuji.
Why means what? When he
No, no,
holds
Prabhuji,
chakra
what it
also,
means.
he holds chakra also, what it means?
No, Prabhuji, like
It's his weapon.
his weapon, what is the purpose? Like, it is just a universal form. I couldn't get that purpose. I couldn't understand why this is
That is a form of
mentioned.
Mahavishnu. Just like in another form, he holds Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. Here
Oh.
he is holding some swords also. There are other forms of Vishnu holding swords. There are other forms of the Lord holding bow and arrow. The same way he is holding some, swords and shields and other things.
So Sagastra Shirsha Purusha is Mahavishnu, Prabhuji, and in that
It's an inferior form of Mahavishnu. That's what.
Yes, Prabhuji,
So
there
there
is a
is Mahavishnu has the one form lying on the Karana ocean, but he also has an inferior form, which
correct.
is the Sahasra Shirsha Purusha form. That is my understanding.
Yeah, Prabhuji, that's what Maharaj is trying to explain here. All your questions, Prabhuji. Okay, Prabhuji. Somehow I'm understanding. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Yes, Mohit Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanwad Pranam. Can you hear me, Prabhuji?
Yes.
Yes, Prabhuji, I had the same question which Mataji asked, and I had a little bit clear. Prabhuji, all the three Vishnus are Paramatma in one sense. Like you said, you explained two Vishnus are lying down and one Vishnu is enter in everybody heart. So Prabhuji, so my question is that Krishna says ek ek anchen stito jagat, like in my one portion fixed in human form antaryami, I fix in prakriti. Prabhuji, I want to ask that, can you again explain how three Vishnu are Paramatma? You explain, I confuse a little bit.
So, Paramatma means what? One who is the overseer, controller, and maintainer, and the source. So, the source of the Prakriti and the, in general, the whole Prakriti is Karnadakshaya Vishnu, is the controller and maintainer. And the controller and maintainer of individual universes is Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, therefore he is the Paramatma. And the controller and maintainer of individual atoms, individual souls who empowers them is is Shirodaka Sai Vishnu. So all three are Paramatma forms.
ओके प्रभु जी, एंड जस्ट लाइक यू एक्सप्लेन, ऑल थ्री आर परमात्मा फॉर्म लाइक शिरो दक्षाय विष्णु, सो ही कैन आल्सो डू द वर्क ऑफ मतलब ये गर्भो दक्षाय विष्णु, और मतलब ही आल्सो नो अवर हार्ट, शिरो दक्षाय विष्णु और कार्नो दक्षाय विष्णु.
They can, but there are separate expansions for that.
ओके एंड प्रभु जी, व्हाट डज कृष्णा मीन्स दैट अर्जुना सी डिफरेंट फॉर्म्स ऑफ कृष्ण, 1000 हेड्स एंड विद एंड डिफरेंट डिफरेंट कलर्स, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ 1000 हेड्स प्रभु जी, हेयर 1000 हेड्स, 1000 स्टोमेक्स, व्हाट डज
It
थाउजेंड
means
हेड्स रिप्रेजेंट?
1000 heads. And 1000 stomachs, that is the form. Sahasra Shirsha Purusha. In Sahasra Shirsha Purusha means the.
All are spiritual, Prabhuji. All heads are spiritual, like Mahavishnu.
Yeah.
And what does different colors, meaning, Prabhuji? Different colors.
It means different colors.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Sorry. And last question, Prabhuji. Celestial का, what is the meaning of celestial in Hindi? Celestial.
Celestial means Divya.
दिव्या, स्पिरिचुअल प्रभु जी, स्पिरिचुअल और मटेरियल, स्पिरिट
Material, but that which the demigods can see, that is celestial.
ओके, थैंक यू प्रभु जी, हरे कृष्ण, थैंक यू.
Mother Gail.
हाय कृष्ण प्रभु, या दिस कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ लोअर विजन, और या लोअर वर्जन आई मीन ऑफ Mahavishnu. That lower version refers to which form again of him?
The form which the 1000-headed, 1000-legged, 1000-handed form which holds the universes in which Arjuna is seeing the manifestation of the universe,
Yeah.
that is the lower, yeah.
So it is, this is Sahasra something or other, which I can't pronounce.
Sahasra Shirsha Purusha. In Sahasra means 1000, Shirsha
Yeah.
means headed, Purusha is Purusha.
Yeah. So that Sahasra version is, for one thing, is considered transcendental. Or yeah, it's because it's a spiritual but a lower version,
Yeah,
which
that's
to
how
me,
Maharaj is explaining.
which I find it a little strange. Okay, let me ask this question first. That 1000-headed form, is that called also Vishwaroop, or Vishwaroop is another form?
No, that is only Vishwaroop.
That's Vishwaroop.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just thought that spiritual is spiritual, so the idea of one spiritual form being lower than another spiritual form sounded strange to me.
Why should it sound strange? The living entities are spiritual, but they are spiritual, Tatastha Shakti spiritual, and the spiritual world is Chit Shakti spiritual. The Chit spirit and the Tatastha spirit are superior and inferior. We have already seen this in Jaiva Dharma. So it's
Because
not.
in this case we're talking about two forms of the same, Krishna.
Yes, but
We're not
still
talking
what?
about is I'm we're saying this is Vishnu Tattva, no?
Yeah,
So how
but
can one Vishnu
inferior. So
Tattva be
here
lower?
inferior can mean, like for example, the form of Vishnu in one sense is inferior to the form of Krishna, even though both are spiritual. In terms of sweetness, it is inferior. Right. So Maharaj says
Yeah.
inferior, but he does not elaborate on what that inferior means.
Yeah, which is probably why I have this question, you know?
So Prabhupada writes in the purport, a godless display of opulence. That's how he describes this form, which means it's like, you know, I mean, it's not very relishable, you know. It's inferior. Like, for example, if someone may use very good ingredients,
Wait, can you wait, my microphone went. Can you repeat? Can, if somebody what?
someone may use the best of the ingredients, but cook a very lousy meal. Is that possible?
Yeah.
So, still the ingredients are the best of the quality ingredients. They can cook a lousy meal, right? So I'm using a very inappropriate analogy to describe the form of the Lord. It's offensive actually, but I'm just trying to drive home a point. I'm just using an analogy. I'm not suggesting that the form of the Lord is that way a lousy form or anything like that. But what I'm trying to communicate is that the ingredients are spiritual, but because it has this kind of flashy display of opulence, it's not so attractive to those eyes which are used to seeing a very simple, sweet, relishable form of sweetness. So, in that sense, it is inferior. This is how, in my understanding, I reconcile and understand. This is how I understand.
Okay, because otherwise, you know, Vishnu Tattva is Vishnu Tattva. They're all plenary portions. You know,
Yes,
there's.
yeah, but still, it is just like, it's a, as I mentioned, it's like a spiritual, but such a flashy display of opulence, which actually is not very relishable. And Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan gives an additional comment here, which would have been very useful if we had discussed before. He says that Krishna gave a celestial vision to Arjuna. A celestial vision means eyes through which he could see this majestic form of Mahavishnu. But he said, Krishna gave the celestial vision, but he did not give a celestial mind to process and relish that vision. So Arjuna still had a devotee's heart, a
Vision.
heart which would relish the sweet form. Even though with the eyes, he got the eyes to see that form, but he did not receive a heart to relish that form. So therefore, he was not happy. He said, please remove this form. I don't want to see this form like that.
Yeah, and as you said in the beginning, you know, I also find it interesting that you know, Arjuna, who is, you know, a Nityasiddha, needed to get a special vision to see that celestial vision. You know, yeah, I'm not sure why that. He would have needed special thing for
Special in the
that,
sense, not special in that sense, because if you remember, the example that was given was that for one who is used to tasting the sweetness of the white lotus will not find the taste of sugar candy very sweet, because apparently white lotus juice is much more sweeter than the sweetness of sugar candy. So after tasting the white lotus juice, the taste of sugar candy is very, tasteless. So therefore,
To appreciate it, he would
Yeah.
need. But
He would
but
need
he
a
still
celestial heart, actually. He
yeah,
got
and as I
celestial
said,
eyes to see, but he did not get a celestial heart to appreciate it, actually.
yeah, so the heart he but I'm saying that even the fact that he needed even celestial eyes, you would think that that would be included in his capabilities as a spiritual person. But it wasn't because he had to be especially bestowed with spirit, celestial vision.
That's because he is not used to seeing such a majestic form. So a form of majesty was not, it wouldn't get registered in Krishna. So the form is spiritual. Other that's why the form, it's mentioned that it is Sachidananda. It is mentioned. It is Sachidananda, it is spiritual. But because it's such an opulent form, Arjuna would not register that form because that's not his taste. Like if you go for a buffet, okay. I mean, I'm not suggesting that you go for a buffet, but let's say if someone goes for a buffet lunch, okay, and if someone is relishes only purely Indian food, okay, and that buffet has many different cuisines, it has Indian cuisine, it has Mexican, it has Spanish, whatever, Italian and everything, right? So for a person who is interested, he would naturally go to the Indian side of that buffet and just see those things, right? So the other things would not get registered at all because he's not interested. So
Okay.
because he was used to seeing
The sweet form.
only the sweet form. He had to be given, look, take this eyes and see this form, like that. But then he did not get the heart of relishing that form. So he got like really he was not happy. He said, please change it. I don't want to see this form like that.
Right. Okay, Prabhu, Vishwaroop and Kalaroop, are those two different forms? I know Kalaroop, I think, is where all he sees all the soldiers being, going into
Yeah,
his mouth and
in
everything.
yeah in my understanding, Kalarup is like a video. It is showing across times, what is going to what happened in the past, what is happening in the present, what will happen in the future. It's like a motion picture across the past, present, and future. Whereas the Vishwaroop is like a static picture of, it's like a photograph. It is like a photograph of the form holding the whole universe. Whereas Kalaroop is like a motion picture. It is showing, okay, the person was just going to, let's say if in a photograph, you see a photograph of a person who was just going to jump from a hillock. Now then he shows the video, and he just jumps, and then how he comes, down and down and down and down and down like that. So that is like, in my understanding, that is the Kalarup. So if you see the description of the universal form, in the beginning, in the earlier descriptions, it is mentioned that he saw this, he saw this, he saw this, he saw this. And then when he started showing the Kalarupa, he says that, oh, he saw that their heads were getting crushed by the teeth and they were shouting, and then the head started coming out of the teeth and all those, gory details, of how it was actually happening across, in time. He was showing the future also. in future this is what is going to happen, Arjuna. So I have already accomplished it. You just become my instrument and take all credit, like that Krishna says. So time, the Kala Rupa is like a, in my understanding, like a motion picture, like that.
And in this, you know, 11th chapter, there is no material form of Vishnu mentioned, right? Like in Bhagavatam, the Virat Rupa. Well, all the
is, yeah, it is an imaginary form.
No, right, but I'm saying in this 11th chapter of Gita, there is no material Vishnu mentioned here. Everything here is transcendental.
Inside the transcendental form of Vishnu, the description of that universe is material.
Yeah, the universe
material
is
universe
material.
Inside that, yeah, the universe is material, but the form which is housing that universe is transcendental. That is my understanding.
Right.
Because it is
so
clearly
you know,
mentioned, it is the form of Mahavishnu, and then it is clearly mentioned, it is Sachidananda.
Yeah, so the universal form is transcendental form.
Yeah, see, the English word is little misleading because for the Virat Rupa also, we use the word universal form.
Okay.
But here, this is Vishwarupa. So let's use Virat Rupa and Vishwarupa.
Okay.
So the Virat
perfect.
Rupa is material, the Vishwarupa is transcendental.
Right.
Vishwarupa is the form of Mahavishnu.
Right. Perfect. Perfect. There's one last thing, Prabhu, is it's a little bit of a tangent, but you know, in the Bhagavatam class yesterday, you referred to, I don't know, yesterday your the time thing. I don't know if it yesterday or this morning for you, whatever. You mentioned, you know, that when you were saying that Uddhava, you know, would hear Uddhava or other devotees to quell their feelings of separation, they like to hear about Krishna. And you made reference to Arjuna saying the same thing, to quell Arjuna's feeling of separation, Krishna spoke the Gita to him, you know. So what was that Arjuna separation that you were referring to? And
no, no.
And what do
I didn't,
what
I didn't say that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to quell Arjuna's separation. I said when Arjuna, after Krishna left, when he was feeling separation from Krishna, Arjuna remembered the whole scene of narration, that whole conversation of Bhagavad Gita, and that quelled his feeling of separation. I didn't say that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to quell the feelings of separation.
Okay.
After Krishna
okay.
left, when Arjuna was feeling separation, then he remembered that Gita and his mind got pacified like that.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. There are some more questions in the chat box. Okay, let's take one at a time. Of course, this is definitely a hazy topic, not very clear. But anyways, let us see what are the questions. Please clarify the difference between transcendental and divine or celestial. Celestial is a material vision, but I think it's little from Maharaj's explanation. I think from what we read, I think I understood. But from Maharaj's explanation, it is little bit confusing to me. Maharaj seemingly indicates celestial means material. Divya, divyam dadami te chakshuhu. But my understanding of that celestial means, I think a form which is majestic. Divya means Deva Rupa, that which is appreciated by the devatas, a very, very majestic form. That's my understanding, but still, Maharaj seems to suggest that it is material, but that needs to be, I don't know. So, Kala Rupa, I have already spoken whatever I understood about the Kala Rupa. Okay, how can we identify the different forms of Vishnu? Why Goddess Lakshmi is not serving the other Vishnus? Okay, I don't know, whatever is described here as the form of Vishnu, I think the form of Mahavishnu is, it's described that Mother Lakshmi is serving him, or is it Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu? Whether she is serving all the forms of Vishnu, I don't think in the description it is like that. But yeah, I don't know if she might be worshipping all the forms of Vishnu internally. I don't know. Different features of the Lord, the Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagavan, all those spiritual forms are the same entity. Still, there are differences. Yeah, there is definitely differences. Yes. If you take only that separately, there is. So, Bhagavan actually. Understanding the whole aspect of Bhagavan includes the form of Brahman and Paramatma. Only that is the complete understanding of Bhagavan. Okay. When Krishna took Arjuna to Mahavishnu from Dwaraka, so it was not Sahasrara form. Wasn't it the form of Lord Narayana of Vaikuntha? I think that was the form of Lord Narayana in Vaikuntha. Okay. Next. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Okay. This is Rasika Ranjan commentary. Okay. So let's see what he says. He says, "You are my devotee. Therefore, you can perceive my Krishna Swarupa through your eyes, which are free from any mundane imperfections. My Swarupa, which is replete with my Yogaishwarya, is in relation to this universe. It does not have to be seen by the eyes that are devoid of upadis, material defects. The eye that sees gross matter cannot perceive my majestic Swarupa. That eye which possesses some upadis but is not gross is known as Divya Chakshu, divine eyes." Okay, let us read again. Okay, let us read again. Okay. So I am sure you are also, if you go to the chat box, you can also see this. Go to the chat box. I am not sharing the screen. You can go to the chat box and see it. I am going to read. Okay, you also read. Krishna says, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Rasika Ranjan commentary. Okay, he says, "You are my devotee. Therefore, you can perceive my Krishna Swarupa through your eyes, which are free from any mundane imperfections." So, Arjuna can see Krishna's form as Krishna because his eyes are free from any kind of mundane imperfection. My Swarupa, which is replete with my Yogaishwarya, is in relationship to this universe. What is that Swarupa? What is that Swarupa? What is that Swarupa? Mahavishnu. Right? Mahavishnu is that Swarupa. So he says, "My Swarupa, which is replete with my Yogaishwarya, is in relationship to this universe. It is Krishna's Swarupa, it is spiritual. The form is made up of Swarup Shakti only. But that is a form in relation to the material universe. That is the form of Mahavishnu. Because Krishna's form is not in relationship to this material universe." Right? So, Then he says, it does not have to be seen by eyes that are devoid of upadhis. Oh-ho. So to look at the form of Mahavishnu, you don't need eyes which are completely free of material defects. The eye that sees gross matter cannot perceive my majestic Swarupa. So the eyes, we have eyes which see gross matter. With that eyes, we cannot see the form of Mahavishnu. That eye which possesses some upadhis but is not gross is called as Divya Chakshu, divine eye. This gives a lot of clarity. So you have eyes, material eyes, which can see gross matter. That is what we have. Then there is absolutely transcendental vision, which Arjuna possesses, by which he sees the form of Krishna. In between is the divine Divya Chakshu, which may have some material defects. With that, one can see the form of Mahavishnu. At least this form of Mahavishnu, which is the Sahasra Shirsha Purusha form. He says, I give you that divine eye. Through that, you will see my majestic Swarupa. Those who have achieved a divine vision, possessing logic, naturally attain love for my majestic Swarupa rather than my Krishna Swarupa without upadhis, since their eyes of divine love, which are free from the upadhis, remains closed. Their eyes of divine love, which are free from upadhis, remain closed. Therefore, Krishna gave those eyes. So the majestic form is transcendental form only, but it does not need. So yes, three visions: spiritual eyes to see Krishna Swarupa, material eyes to see gross bodies, and celestial eyes to see Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa, or you can say this form of the Vishwarupa form of Mahavishnu, right? So now, okay. There is, as Krishna has four more qualities than any of the Vishnu Tattvas. One is Leela Madhuri, Venu Madhuri. What are the two others? Rupa Madhuri and Bhakta Prema Madhuri. His form, the kind of beauty that his form has, no other form has. And Bhakta Prema Madhuri, the intensity of love that Krishna's devotees show towards him, that kind of love is not seen in the devotees of any other form. So, okay. Okay. We see in Bhagavad Gita book the meaning of Divya as transcendental, but here it is given as celestial. Well, transcendental in itself need not necessarily mean spiritual. So transcendental means beyond. So celestial vision is also beyond the mundane gross vision. So transcendental can mean spiritual, but it need not mean spiritual. That is how we should understand. Okay. Okay. What was the reference for what we just read? This is Bhaktivinoda's commentary on Bhagavad Gita. One of his commentaries, Rasikaranjan commentary. This Rasikaranjan commentary is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. That is Rasikaranjan commentary. Okay, another question. How could Sanjaya envision this Rupa? Because Krishna allowed him. Krishna allowed him to see that form, so Sanjaya could see that form. Okay. Anyways, let us move on. Okay, there is another question. Can celestial living entities see the form of Krishna? If they have the divine vision that Arjuna had, they can see the form of Krishna. Otherwise, they cannot. Or even if they can see, seeing means experiencing the bliss of seeing that form. Otherwise, Duryodhana also saw the form of Krishna. But he did not have the effect of seeing that form. So therefore, in order to, so if Krishna wants, anyone can see that form. But only those who have prema will have the effect of seeing that form. So can those in the celestial realm, can they see Krishna's form? Well, if they are qualified, they can see. Just because someone is in Swarga does not mean he will not have prema. There may be some people in Swarga who may have prema, and they may see the form of Krishna. Even in Krishna's many leelas, you do see the demigods seeing the form of Krishna and showering flowers. So we do see that. So it's not about seeing Krishna, it's about what effect they have seeing that form of Krishna. If they experience the symptoms of prema, then they are really seeing. Otherwise, they are not. Yes, Sri Vidya Mataji.
हरे कृष्ण दंडक प्रणाम प्रभुजी सी प्रभुजी सी ऑल दिस यू नो द क्वेश्चन मेक मी रिमेम्बर योर वन ऑफ योर वेरी ओल्ड क्लासेस आई थिंक यू हैड गिवन दैट फॉर चौपाटी टेम्पल और समथिंग वेयर आई नो व्हेन आई वाज ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड द सेकंड कैंटो यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म डिस्क्रिप्शन दैट यू वर गिविंग एट दैट टाइम सो यू स्पोक अबाउट यू नो समथिंग यू नो कंपेयरिंग द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म टू Like, you know, the different maps that we have, right? The geographical map, the political division. So you said, you know, so the different universal form, just to make the understanding, you
Okay,
know,
one thing,
easier, I
Mataji,
think you were.
before you continue, don't use the word universal
Yes,
form.
Pooja.
Tell me you're talking about Vishwaroop or Virat Roop.
No, I'm talking about the class that you gave at that time. It was second canto, or this
Second
one. So
canto
I think
describes the
it was
Virat Roop.
universal form.
Second canto talks about
Oh,
the
that's what
Virat
Virat Roop.
Roop, which is
Yes.
an imaginary form.
Yeah, Virat Roop. So
Eleventh
that time,
chapter
you know,
of
you
Bhagavad Gita talks
were.
about the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita talks about Vishwaroop, which is a real form of Mahavishnu. So these two are different forms. I am just clarifying. You can
Yeah,
continue
that.
asking your question. So
Oh.
just I'm clarifying that you are talking
Okay.
about Virat Rupa, not Vishwarupa. Your question is about
Yeah,
Virat Rupa.
yes, yeah. Virat Roop, yeah. I was just thinking because you were using the example of, you know, referring to maps, you know, just as we in our geography study, we use different maps, political maps, according to our need. So, like that Virat form also takes, you know, different forms and to understand, you know, different devotees, different yogis, different levels, understand it different ways, this one. So, I mean, I was just thinking if that could be somewhere connection with here because now Krishna here this Vishwaroop form also like you know he's showing first it is Sahasra Shirsha Purusha it was there and then now it is the as a Kala Roop he is giving you know the his I mean his vision or his form in the form of a Kala Roop. So could that be something like that could be imagined here also, Prabhuji, for our easy understanding. things, because like it is like he's shifting. So after showing his majestic form, now like he wanted to show Arjuna like what is to, going to happen. So in that place, like he is using another form is of his own, like you know, from which Arjuna could understand. So this is what it is. So can that be? Can we apply the same logic here also?
Nee. Actually, map is a representation of the real thing. The real Australia may be thousands of or lakhs of square miles. A map is just probably, you know, like 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters. That's all. A map is just a representation of the real country. But here, so in a map, you imagine it to be Australia. Similarly, a yogi imagines a Virat form. It is not a real form. He is not seeing that form. Here, Arjuna is seeing a form of Mahavishnu, which is real. It is, he's not imagining. He's seeing a real form.
Yeah.
The form of Mahavishnu. So it's slightly different. It's not the same.
Okay. Okay. So the, because the shift happening, you know, from one form to another form. So like I thought, so for a very easy understanding, if it
like
could have
like,
something
you know,
like that.
You know, like in South Indian marriages, okay, after the South Indian marriage, they send you two things. One is the photo album, next they show you some video.
Video, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The photo album is static album, you know, someone is standing, someone is sitting, someone... And then in a video, you see it's a motion picture. Then they moved from here to there, and then they picked up that plate of, the Mangal Sutra, and then they moved around and for other people to bless it and all that. You know, that's a video, you know, that's, you know, across time. Whereas the photo album is a static album. Like that.
Okay. But this Kala Rupa form of the Lord, it's, yeah, I mean, it's in a way, in the, especially this particular, I mean, this one that he's showing here, these things are temporary only, right, Prabhuji? Right, so once these things are done, once they are killed, so it is not going to be there, right? So this is actually temporary only, right? This.
Okay, now this Kala Rupa, now their being killed is shown in future, in the future tense of the Kala Rupa. After they get killed, it will be in the past tense of Kala Rupa.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Okay. So which means, so that is also eternal only, like only the time, like the time aging, that is what, right?
That's what I think.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
anyways, let us now continue. If there are no further discussion points, comments or questions, let us continue. So now Arjuna, after seeing this Kala Rupa, ghastly form as described before, as you know, he says that that who are you with the terrifying form? I offer respects to you. Please be merciful to me. I desire to know you. I do not understand your purpose. You are swallowing all these men around with your fiery mouths. You are licking your lips repeatedly. Oh Vishnu, your fierce rays filling this whole universe with their heat are burning it up. Like that. So, who are you? And then he says, I am Kala. Kalosmi lokakshaya krit pravruddho. I am time, the destroyer of the worlds. Increasing in powers, I am here engaged in destroying these men. Even without you, all these warriors will cease to be. But you kill them and take the credit. Just be an instrument. O Arjuna, they have already been killed by me. So do not grieve, fight, and you will be victorious over the enemies. So in Kala Rupa, he is showing him the future. Look, in future, you will win. You are going to win, O Arjuna. Just go and fight and take all the credit for yourself. I don't want any credit. That's what Krishna is indicating here. So now Arjuna, after seeing Krishna and after hearing Krishna, sorry, after seeing Krishna in his Vishwarupa and the Kala Rupa, he is now going to offer some prayers to the form. Okay, let's see what he has to say. So he says, Sanjaya Vacha. Okay. Etat Shrutva Vachanam Keshavasya Kritanjalirvepamana Kiriti Namaskritva Bhuya Evaha Krishnam Sagadgadam Bhita Bhita Pranamya. So he says, Etat Keshavasya Vachanam Shrutva. Hearing these words of Keshava, Kritanjalihi, Kiriti, Kiriti is Arjuna, Kritanjalihi, with folded hands, Vepamanaha, while trembling in fear, Namaskritva offered his respects, Bhuya eva bhita bhitaha, again and again overcome with great fear, Pranamya, offering respects, Krishnam aha sagadgadam, he spoke to Krishna in a faltering voice. He spoke to Krishna in a faltering voice. So Namaskritva is poetic license. The normal form is Namaskritya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Like that. So he started speaking. Arjuna was really afraid. So he says, Tane Rishikesha Tava Prakirtya Jagat Prahrishyatyanurajyate cha Rakshamsi Vitani Dishodravanti Sarve Namasyanti cha Siddha Sangaha. O Rishikesha, O controller of the senses, Sthane Jagat Prahrishyati Anurajyate cha Tava Prakirtya. Arjuna is telling a very interesting statement. He says, rightly, very appropriately, the world rejoices and becomes attracted to you by this celebrated form that you are showing to me. It's very correct. It's very appropriate that everyone is getting attracted to this form of yours. Rakshamsi bhitani dishodravanti. Rightly, the frightened rakshasas flee in all directions. Sarve cha siddha sangaha namasyanti. And rightly so, the host of perfect devotees are bowing down to you. This is correct. O controller of the senses. Rightly, the world rejoices and becomes attracted to you by the celebrated form. And rightly also, the frightened rakshasas flee in all directions. And rightly also, the host of perfect devotees bows down to you. So Srila Vishnachakadakur says, suddenly realizing that the pleasing form and the ferocious form of the Lord were objects of attraction and repulsion, he explains this fact and praises the Lord. So the pleasing form for Krishna is a source of attraction. And the ferocious form of Sahasrasirsha Purusha is a source of repulsion for Arjuna. Sthane here means suitable. O Rishikesha, you inspire the senses of your devotees to turn towards you. and you inspire the senses of the non-devotees to turn away from you. Tane Rishikesha Jagat Prakirtya Tava Prakirtya Jagat Prahrishyatyanurajyate cha. Like that he says. Oh, you are Rishikesha. You inspire the senses of your devotees to turn towards you, and you inspire the senses of the non-devotees to turn away from you. The universe becomes joyful by the Sankirtan glorifying you and becomes attracted to you. This is reasonable, Thane, since the universe is favorable to you. The Rakshasas, the Asuras, the Danavas, the Pishachas and others, however, becoming fearful, flee to the directions, they flee in all different directions, being afraid of you. This is reasonable. This is also reasonable since they are unfavorably inclined to you. And the whole group of those who are perfected by devotion to you, Siddha Sangaha, offer their respects to you. This is also reasonable since they are your devotees. This verse is famous in Mantra Shastra for its ability to give protection from Rakshasas. So this verse is quoted. Tane Rishikesha Tava Prakirtya Jagat Prahrishyatyanurajyate cha Rakshamsi Bhitani Disho Dravanti Sarve Namasyanti cha Siddha Sangaha. A host of perfected devotees bow down to you. It is very appropriate. The Rakshasas, the Pishachas, the Daityas and the Danavas, they run away in all different directions. That is also appropriate. Like that he said. Kasma chatena namiran mahatman gariyase brahmanam brahmanopyadikarte anantadevesha jagannivasa tvamaksharam sad asat tatparam yat. O great soul, kasma chatena namiran. Why should they not offer respects to you? Adikarte, adikartre, you are the first creator. Brahmanopi gariyase, you are greater than even Brahma. You are the first creator, Mahavishnu. O Ananta, O infinite Lord, O Devesha Jagannivasa, O Lord of the Devas, O abode of the universe, Tvam Aksharam, you are Brahman. Sat Asat Tat Param Yat, and you are above all kinds of cause and effect. Nanyad yat sadasat param, as we see in the first verse of the Chatushloki. Aham eva samevagre nanyad yat sadasat param. Vaschad aham yadetacha so yova shishyati sosmyaham. Like that he says. So he says that you are above cause and effect, you are Brahman. Like that Arjuna is addressing this form of Mahavishnu. Oh Mahatman, why should they not offer respects to you, the first creator, greater than Brahma? O infinite one, the Lord of the Devas, the abode of the universe, you are the Brahman above cause and effect. So he says, why should they not offer respects to you? Certainly they should offer respects to you, for you are Brahman and above both cause and effect. Tvamadi Deva Purusha Puranas Tvamasya Vishvasya Param Nidanam Vetasi Vedyam Cha Param Cha Dama Tvayatatam Vishvam Anantarupa. Tvamadi Deva, you are the original Deva. Purusha Purana, you are the oldest person. Tvamasya Vishvasya Param Nidanam, and you are the shelter of the universe. Vetasi Vedyam Cha, you are the knower and you are the object of knowledge also. Paramcha Dama, you are the supreme abode. Ananta Rupa, and you, O infinite form, Tvayatatam Vishvam, you pervade this whole universe. Mayatatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matstani sarva bhutani nachaham teshu avastitah. You know, like that he says. Okay. Nidanam means the place of merging at the time of destruction. This is Mahavishnu, very clearly. Right? Tomasya Vishvasya Param Nidanam. You are the shelter of this universe, which means after dissolution, the universe goes and resides into you. Param Dhamma means the transcendental form of the Lord beyond the gunas. Vayuryamognir Varunashyashankah Prajapatistvam Prapitamahascha Namo Namastestu Sahasrakritva Punascha Bhoyopi Namo Namaste. You are Vayu, you are Yama, you are Agni, you are Varuna, you are the moon, you are Prajapati, and you are the great grandfather. I offer respects to you 1,000 times. Namo Namastestu Sahasrakritva, and I again offer respects to you. Punascha Bhuyopi Namo Namaste. So this indicates that he's totally confused and astonished and stunned to see this form. So therefore he is repeating himself again and again. Needlessly, he is repeating. That is because he is overcome by vismaya rasa, by complete astonishment. He is astonished. And then he continues. Nama purastha atapushtataste namostute sarvata eva sarva anantavirya mitavikramastvam sarvam samapnoshitatosi sarvah. Nama purastha atapushtataste. I offer respects in the back, in the front, on all sides. O sarva, O person who is everything. Tvam ananta virya, you have infinite power. Amita vikramaha, and you have immeasurable skill. Sarvam samapnoshi, you pervade everywhere. Tatosi sarvaha, and therefore you are everything. So he says that you have infinite power and you have immeasurable skill. You pervade everywhere, and therefore you are everything. So he says, you pervade all of this universe since it is your product, like gold in earrings and bracelets. Because the Mahavishnu is the source of all the vibhutis. Therefore, you are everything in the sense everything that we see in this universe is your vibhuti. Okay. And then, okay. And then he continues. Okay, this famous verse. Saketi matva prasabam yaduktam. Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Saketi. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi. Yachavahasartha masatkratosi. Viharashayasana bhojaneshu. एकोतवाप्यच्युत तत्समक्षं तत्क्षामये त्वामहमप्रमेयम्. सो ही सेज दैट तत्क्षामये आई बेग पार्डन फ्रॉम यू ओ कृष्णा अजानता तव इदं महिमानं नॉट नोइंग योर ग्रेटनेस Maya pramadat pranayena vapi, and even through want of consideration or through affection. Because I did not know properly, or probably I was very affectionately disposed towards you. Matva, I considered you, looking upon you, aprameyam, who is immeasurable, saketi, but I saw you as a friend. Prasabam yaduktam, and sometimes I spoke rudely to you, calling you, hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Sakha, like that I used to address. Those were like, yaccha avahasartham asatkritosi. Sometimes it was in fun, sometimes it was in disrespect. Vihara Shaya Asana Bhojaneshu. While lying down with you, while enjoying with you, playing with you, while sitting with you, while eating with you, I addressed you in various different ways, which was rude sometimes, disrespectful sometimes, in a joking way sometimes. Ekota vapya chutatat samaksham. And sometimes, you know, only you were there. Sometimes even in front of others, I used to make fun of you. But you are this personality standing in front of me like this. I made a mistake, Arjuna. I made a mistake, O Krishna. Please forgive me. I should not have done this. So he says, oh, I have committed the greatest offense to you who are filled with such great, great powers. In this way, Arjuna manifests great regret. Oh, Krishna, you are well known as the son of Vasudev, who is not so famous, who was human, a mediocre fighter, situated on the same chariot as another fighter. He was just an Ardharatha. So I used to call you as, oh, hey Krishna, son of Vasudev, like that, indicating that you are just the son of an Ardharati, you know. So you can't be a great fighter like that. He was trying to pull his legs, make fun of him. So, like that. I, Arjuna, I am well known as the son of a king, Pandu, a great warrior fighting on his own chariot, Atirata. This is the implication of Arjuna calling out Krishna. Each of the three names of address implies that Krishna is in a low position, not suitable in addressing the Supreme Lord. So, Krishna means, oh, you are that Krishna, the son of Vasudev, who was the Ardharati, right? You know who I am? I am Arjuna, the son of Pandu, and Atirata. You are not even a Ratha. You are not even an Ratha or a Maharatha. You are just an Ardharatha. You are the son of an Ardharatha. Of course, in a joking way. And he addressed him as, O Yadava, you do not have the king's position in the Yadu dynasty, but I have the kingship over the Puru dynasty. So, like that's why he's addressing him as Yadava. Hey Saka, Sake, my friendship with you is not because of the greatness of your forefathers, nor because of the reputation of your family, but it is simply based on familiarity. I am not considering you as a friend because of your greatness, because you are not that great, considering your lineage. But just out of familiarity, I consider you as my friend. Just out of familiarity, I consider you as my friend. So he says, I beg pardon for such rough words I have spoken for intending the above meanings. The sense of verse 41 is continued in verse 42 with the verb kshamaye, please forgive me. The proper form of the verb would be kshamayam. I should beg for forgiveness. Either through negligence or out of affection, not knowing you as the universal form, I have treated you badly during leisure and other times. In order to joke, I have not treated you properly, O Krishna, please forgive me. I have scolded you with sarcastic words, saying that you are truthful, innocent, and very gullible. Oh, in our ashram, you know, there was one devotee who used to tell him, Kitna Sida hai re. Kitna Sida hai re, in a sarcastic way. You know, Kitna Sida hai re means how truthful you are, you know, how simple you are, simple hearted, which means, when spoken like this, it means so crooked you are. But he used to say, Kitna Sida hai re. So, like that, Arjuna used to address Krishna, Kitna Sida hai re, you know. How you know how truthful you are, O Arjuna, O Krishna. You always speak the truth only. Right? You are the personification of truth. You know, like that, which means full sarcasm. When you speak like this, it means nothing else but lies come out of your mouth. You know, like that. Huh? So, like that, he's indicating. And sometimes I used to call you innocent. And sometimes I used to call you very gullible. You know, all in sarcasm. So, he says, I beg forgiveness for the thousands of offenses produced when you are alone, not in the presence of friends, or when you are surrounded by friends who are joking. O Master, I beg you to forgive me. Shamaye, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I made a mistake. O Krishna, please forgive me. You know, like that he is addressing Krishna. So, then, let me share the screen. I just wanted to check how we are doing with the number of slides. Okay. So, we will cover another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, another 9 slides quickly, and then we will open up for some discussions towards the end. Okay. Pitasi lokasya characharasya tomasya pujyascha gururgariyan natvatsamostya vyadikakutonyo lokatrayepya pratima prabhava. Pitasi lokasya characharasya. You are the father of the world, of all moving and non-moving beings. Tvamasya pujyah. You are the only person who is worthy of worshipping. Guruhu, you are the teacher of scripture. Gariyan. Gariyan means you are worthy of respect. Gariyan. Ahobatashvapachato gariyan. Therefore, you are more venerable than others. You deserve a lot of respect than others. Natvat samo asti. There is no one equal to you. Abhyadiko, abhyadika kutonyaha. If there is no one equal to you, then what to speak of anyone being greater than you? Lokatrayapi, in the three worlds, apratima prabhava. O person with unsurpassed glory, you are so glorious, O Krishna. Tasmat pranamya pranidaya kayam prasadayetva mahamisha medium piteva putrasya sakeva sakyuhu. Priyah priyayarhasi deva sodum. This is very similar to one of the verses spoken by Brahmaji to the Supreme Lord just before he spoke the Chatushloki Bhagavatam, in order to inspire him to speak the Chatushloki Bhagavatam. So he says, Tasmat pranamya pranidaya kayam, therefore bowing down and prostrating my body, prasadayetvam aham, I beg pardon from you. Isham idyam. O Lord, most worthy of worship. O Lord, you should tolerate my offenses. Sodum arhasi. Piteva putrasya. Just as a father tolerates his son. Sakeva sakyuhu. Or as a friend tolerates his friend. Priyaha priyaya. Or as a husband tolerates the faults of his wife. You should please tolerate me and forgive me, please forgive me, like that he says. So, pranidhaya means placing the body on the earth like a rod out of respect. The sandhi is priyayar hasi, is poetic license. Adrishtapurvam krishitosmi drishtva bayena cha pravyatitam manome tadeva me darshaya deva rupam. Prasida Devesha Jagannivasa. So now he says, Krishitosmi, I am delighted. Adrishta Purvam Drishtva, having seen what was unseen before. You know, I am happy. I am not like unhappy. I am happy. Please don't get me wrong, my dear Krishna. Definitely I am happy. seeing what has not seen before. Bhayena cha pravyatitam manome. But at the same time, my mind is greatly troubled with fear. I am happy that you responded to my request and showed this form. But at the same time, my mind is greatly troubled with fear. O Lord, please show me your pleasing form. Tadeva me darshaya rupam. Prasida, please be kind to me. O Devesha, O Lord of the Devas, Jagan Nivasa, O resting place of the universe, please darshaya deva rupam. O Deva, please so be kind to me and show me your pleasing form. So he says, though I am delighted having seen your body composed of the form of the universe, which has not been previously seen, my mind is distressed with fear because of its ferocity. It's so ferocious, you know, and my mind is distressed. Therefore, show me that form, the form of the son of Vasudev, the form of sweetness, which is millions of times dearer to my life. Show favor to me. Do not display to me that form of great power any longer. Please, no, you know, enough. I don't wish to see that form. I have now seen you as the Lord of the Devatas, the resting place of the universe. There is Jagan Nivasa, you know, the form of Mahavishnu is the resting place of the universe. It should be understood that Arjuna did not see the body of Krishna in human form, which was the origin of all the forms seen by Arjuna. When Krishna displayed the universal form, because his vision was covered by Yoga Maya. Even though Krishna was standing right next to him, others were seeing that form, but Arjuna was seeing the form of Mahavishnu, that universal form, Vishwarupa. Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam icchamitvam drashtumaham tataiva teneva rupena chaturbhujena sahasrabaho bhava vishwamurte. I wish to see you tvam drashtum icchamyaham. Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam, wearing a crown, holding a club and chakra, sahasrabaho, o thousand armed Mahavishnu form, o Vishwamurte, o form of the universe. Teneva chaturbhujena rupena bhava. Please appear in that four-handed form. He is asking. So, now he says, moreover, when you show your form with power, show that powerful form filled with the highest rasa, which gives joy to the mind and eyes of people like us, which we saw before in the form of the son of Vasudev for performing human-like pastimes, and not the majestic form which is distasteful to our mind and eye, revealed as the universal form related to pastimes with the devatas, which was never seen before. Okay. So, show that powerful form filled with the highest rasa, which gives joy to the mind and eyes of people like us, which we saw before in the form of the son of Vasudeva. With this intention, Arjuna speaks, I desire to see that same form with a crown of valuable jewels, which we saw previously sometimes, and which your parents saw when you were born. O form of the universe, now having thousands of hands, withdraw that form and appear in that form with four hands. So he's requesting Krishna to show that form with four hands. So now let us quickly go and see if Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan gives any explanation as to why he first asked to see the four-handed form before the two-handed form. At least Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur does not seem to give an explanation to this. Let us see if Baldev Vidya Bhushan gives an explanation. Give me 1 second. 11th chapter, verse number 45th verse. So here Sheila, pleasing form, right? Darshaya Deva Rupam. So here Sheila Baldev Devushan writes, what are you saying? What do you want? He says, having seen this form of power which I have understood factually to exist in you, I am overjoyed. I am happy that my friend has such an extraordinary form. But my mind is agitated with fear arising from seeing its ferocious nature. Therefore, I make a request. I have now witnessed that you are the Supreme Lord, the container of everything and the control of the Devas. Next, placing that form within yourself, show me your form as Krishna, the form which I hold very dear. And then, in the next verse, he talks about the four-armed form. Baldev Deva Bhushan says, in this verse, Arjuna specifies that form he wants to see. This is your form at present, which is the thousand-armed Lord, the form of the universe. Internalizing that form, manifest your form with four hands, like a divine actor. Oh, I thought I shared the screen, but apparently I did not. But anyways, yeah, even Baldev Deva Bhushan is not exactly explaining why exactly he has to see the four-handed form. So then, let me quickly go over the next couple of verses. We are not going to read it. We will come back to it. Okay. Anyways, we will wait to see if that comes up later. Anyways, yeah. So then he asked to see the Saumya form in the 51st verse only. Here, Srila Vaishnava Thakur says, then Arjuna, seeing the very sweet form of Krishna bathing in an ocean of bliss, spoke, O Janardana, now I have regained my consciousness and having great composure. Anyways, we will see this next time. Okay. So, any quick discussion points, comments, questions before we wind up today's session? Okay, so if there is no further discussion points, we will pause here and continue this discussion next Friday. So thank you all very much for your patient listening and your enthusiastic participation. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Pad ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.